If you listen to Radio Prague regularly, you'll probably be familiar with the political scientist and academic Jiří Pehe. He's written widely on political developments in the Czech Republic over recent years and is often interviewed on our program. You may also remember that for several years he was an advisor to President Václav Havel. It's also quite possible that you'll have come across some of his essays on Czech literature. But in all likelihood, it will probably be as much a surprise to you as it was to me that Jiří Pehe is also a novelist. He started writing fiction as a young man back in the early 1980s, just after he had emigrated from communist Czechoslovakia to New York. After studying law, philosophy and political sciences, he moved to Munich in 1988, where he worked for Radio Free Europe, until returning to Prague in the mid-1990s. But it is only now that his first novel has been published. It is called Na okraji zmizelého, which translates literally as On the Edge of the Disappeared. For this week's Czech Books, Jiří Pehe tells us more about the novel.
If I should describe it in one sentence, it's a book about identity. This is a story of a disappeared person whose life story is being retold by a close friend who is searching for him, and he realizes how insufficient his memory and the memory of other people is in sort of reconstituting the existence of this lost person. And in the process, he discovers himself, and he realizes how little he knows about himself and his own past.
In the crack that appears for a moment in the white sea of cloud below the belly of the plane, I glimpse the coast of America, a brown strip of land, a formless honeycomb washed by the gray of the ocean. Presently, the land disappears like a phantasm, swallowed by the milky mist. For a moment, I reflect that in a few hours I shall be home in New York, but then a vague sense of anxiety overcomes me. It creeps into my consciousness quietly, inconspicuously, like a snake. Suddenly, it takes form. It has a face and a name, Josef. For a number of weeks, this face and name have refused to leave me alone. Even though at the moment on the plane there is no way I could have known what I know now, several days later, they aroused in me a vague sense of unpleasant foreboding.
The book has a plot which could be described as a detective plot, a mystery. It is a story of a disappeared person who leaves behind him a small mountain of notes and biographical sketches and perhaps pieces of what could be a novel. And all of this is discovered by an old friend of his, a professor of philosophy, who becomes obsessed with trying to reconstitute the identity of this lost person because he hopes that in the process he will find some leads as to where this person could disappear. So there is a detective plot which is quite strong, but what was really important to me about this book was the story beneath this plot. It's a story of life and possible answers to questions such as who are we, where do we come from, and all of those basic questions that people keep asking themselves for centuries and thousands of years.
And there is also a political element, isn't there? Because the man who's searching is an older man, isn't he? He's an emigre. He chose to go into exile. And the person he's looking for is the son of a friend of his who decided to stay and suffered all the consequences of being in Czechoslovakia in the 50s under Stalinism and eventually died as a consequence. And that it's his son that he's looking for, isn't it?
Absolutely. Both main characters in this book are exiles or are emigres, but each of them in a different way. The professor is someone who has lived almost his whole life in the United States. He left Czechoslovakia as a young man after World War II, after the communist putsch, to be precise. And he's what we could call Americanized to a large extent, and doesn't really know much about Czechoslovakia, the communist regime, but he's deeply marked by the death of his friend who decided to stay in Czechoslovakia. And when the son of this friend disappears, or first appears in New York as an emigre, and then after a few years disappears, he decides to search for him, and during this search he is discovering much about himself, about those 40 years he spent in the United States and his whole life.
Recently, the idea has kept haunting me that I should make one last trip to Prague. I've often wanted to go. In 1968, I'd all but got onto the plane when the occupation came. I wanted once more to see the city where I had grown up, and which I remember as my home. Now, I'm drawn to Prague by the irrational feeling that it might be the one place where I can understand what happened to Yosef, or that I might even meet Yosef. I know it does not make sense. Yet I am driven by a stronger subconscious desire to challenge the possibility that I might have invented Yosef, if not completely, then at least in part. Prague must hold some more evidence of his existence. But do I need further proof? After all, I have spoken to people who knew Yosef, to people who loved him. I can paw over his notes. I met him many times, and I remember much of what we said to each other. There are records of his statements to the police. Yes, I realize all this, but it is not about reconstituting a person named Yosef. It is a question of his very existence.
You're listening to Radio Prague, and my guest in Czech books today is Jiří Peher, author of the newly published novel Na okraji zmizelého, On the Edge of the Disappeared. I'd like to ask you as well about how the book came about, because when I was doing background reading, I realized that you actually, although the book's being published now, you actually wrote it more than 20 years ago.
That book has its own story, which is also interesting. I myself was an emigre. I fled Czechoslovakia in 1981, and shortly afterwards I started writing this book in the United States. And I spent about 3 years writing this book. In the meantime, I also was a student, and I worked in various jobs in the United States. And I kept writing this book, and I finished this book in 1985. And then the manuscript really quite mysteriously disappeared. I was probably too eager to put things in order, and in doing so I put it in a box which I used or was using for clippings from various newspapers and magazines, interesting articles. This box then traveled with me from the United States when I moved from New York to Munich in 1988, and then from Munich to Czechoslovakia, Czech Republic in 1994. The box traveled with me without merely knowing it. It was probably always loaded by the movers with other boxes and with other stuff. And I discovered this box with the manuscript in it in 2005, that means a year ago, when I was moving in Prague. I should say that before that I had been moving in Prague several times as well, never really looking. So I discovered this manuscript by total accident, coincidence, and I read it, and I thought that the book has something to tell about a certain period of time and about other things. Gave it to several friends who said, well, you have to publish it, and so I did. But as I say in the foreword, this book is partly published because it asked for it. Its fate is so strange that it would be almost a sin not to publish it.
The fate of the book seems in a way to reflect the subject matter of the book, doesn't it? The sort of disappearing and coming back in different forms and different times.
Yes, and the title of the book actually is also a reflection on the fate of that book itself, because the book, just like the main character in it, disappeared, and then, unlike the main character, reappeared.
You were in your 20s when you wrote the book. Reading back now, when you've rediscovered the manuscript, weren't there things that you felt embarrassed by, or that weren't you tempted to tinker with the script? You say that you published it as it was, the book as a historical document from a period in your life. Weren't you tempted to make some changes?
Well, of course I was tempted to make changes. When you read something that you wrote 25 years ago, you feel that certain parts should have been written in a different way, and of course you have kinds of experiences which you didn't have then, and of course you should be wiser when you are 50. And so I certainly felt that I would write certain parts of the book in a different way today. But then I thought, this is a book that really waited in a box, hidden from the world for 25 years, and it would be not right, not correct to change it. It is a testimony, which was written during a certain period. It narrates the story of the communist era, and I felt that to rewrite it today from the point of view of someone who already knows how it all ended, who already knows about the collapse of communism and all of those things that the main characters in the book couldn't know about would be really not right. So at the risk of being criticized by reviewers for adolescence and immaturity and things of that sort, I decided to publish the book as it was. Moreover, I've been writing another novel, and whatever I want to say from the position of someone who is 50 years old, I can say in this new novel.
Would a reader who will read the second novel, would they identify your voice from the first novel? Or do you think it's really changed radically? I mean, the whole political realities have changed utterly since the mid-1980s. You're now not 25, but 50. So to what extent do you think that your writing style or your preoccupations have shifted?
It's difficult to say. I should perhaps mention that in this first book, the master voice is that of an old professor, which was really difficult for me to write when I was 26 years old. And people who have read the book tell me that actually it's for them almost incredible that I managed to capture the mind and voice of someone who is 70 years old. So it was certainly someone who wasn't me who narrates this book. The person who is more myself is the second person, the young man who disappears. But my second novel is a bit more complicated because it is a story of the 20th century in three different letters that members of the same family write to their descendants. So there are three different voices that narrate this book, and one of them is a female, which is really very difficult to write, and I am struggling with it, but it's an experiment and I am really enjoying it.
And is the book set here in the Czech Republic?
The second book is set again partly in what used to be Czechoslovakia, partly in Russia, because my grandfather, who is a model for one of the hero's characters, was a Czech legionnaire in Russia who traveled around the world after World War I and came back actually in 1921 through Russia and then the United States. And then the third character is more contemporary, and again it's someone whose fate resembles mine. It means an emigre who went to the United States and came back. So I would say that the book really spans the globe.
Jiří Pehe, thank you very much indeed for talking to us about your novel, which has just been published by Prostor in Czech, Na okraji zmizelého, On the Edge of the Disappeared, or something like that, it could be translated. It's a difficult title to translate, isn't it? Yes. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.